Hello and welcome back. I'm so glad you're here because today we are diving into one of the most satisfying topics in GCSE physics, gas pressure. And I say satisfying because once you truly understand what's happening at the particle level, everything just clicks into place. Whether you're sitting foundation or higher tier, this topic is absolutely worth your time. And by the end of this episode, you'll be able to answer any OCR exam question on it with real confidence. So, what are we covering today? We'll start by building a solid mental picture of how gas pressure actually works, right down to the tiny particles bouncing around inside a container. Then we'll look at the key relationships, what happens to pressure when you change the temperature, and what happens when you change the volume. We'll work through Boyle's law, which is the big equation you need to know. Then I'll give you my top exam tips, walk you through some common mistakes I see candidates make every year, and finish with a quick fire quiz to test your recall. Let's go. Section 1, the particle model of gas pressure. Imagine you're inside a giant bouncy castle. But instead of you bouncing around, it's millions and millions of tiny gas particles. These particles are moving in completely random directions at very high speeds. And here's the key thing. Every single time one of those particles hits a wall of the container, it exerts a tiny force on that wall. Now, pressure is defined as force per unit area. That's P equals F divided by A. So when you add up all those tiny forces from all those particle collisions, spread across the surface area of the container walls, you get the gas pressure. This is the particle model explanation, and it's what OCR examiners are looking for when they ask you to explain gas pressure. The magic phrase you need is, gas pressure is caused by particles colliding with the walls of the container. Not colliding with each other, with the walls. I'll come back to that common mistake in the exam tips section. Now, what happens when we heat the gas? When you increase the temperature of a gas, you're giving the particles more kinetic energy. They move faster. And because they're moving faster, two things happen. First, they hit the walls more often. We call this more frequent collisions. Second, each collision is harder. We call this more forceful collisions. Both of these effects increase the force on the walls, which means the pressure goes up. The examiner-approved phrase here is more frequent and more forceful collisions per unit area. Make sure you say per unit area. That's what links it back to the definition of pressure. Section 2, Boyle's law, pressure and volume. Now let's talk about what happens when you change the volume of a gas while keeping the temperature constant. This is Boyle's law, and it's one of the most important relationships in this topic. Boyle's law states that for a fixed mass of gas at constant temperature, pressure multiplied by volume equals a constant. We write it as P1 times V1 equals P2 times V2. In words, if you have the volume, you double the pressure. If you double the volume, you have the pressure. They are inversely proportional to each other. Why does this happen? Think back to our particle model. If you squash the gas into a smaller space, say you push a piston in, the same number of particles are now bouncing around in a smaller volume. They hit the walls more frequently because they have less distance to travel before reaching a wall. More frequent collisions per unit area means higher pressure. Beautiful, isn't it? On a graph, Boyle's law gives you a curved line, a hyperbola. Pressure on the y-axis, volume on the x-axis, and the curve sweeps down from top left to bottom right. If you plot pressure against 1 over volume, you get a straight line through the origin. That's the linear version of the relationship. Section 3, doing work on a gas. Higher tier. Now, this next part is specifically for higher tier candidates, but it's worth everyone listening to because it comes up in 6-mark extended response questions. When you compress a gas, like pushing down the piston in a bicycle pump, you are doing mechanical work on the gas. That work transfers energy into the gas. This increases the internal energy of the gas, which means the average kinetic energy of the particles increases, which means the temperature rises. So the gas gets hotter, not because you've heated it from outside, but because you've done mechanical work on it. This is a really important distinction that OCR examiners specifically test. Heating a gas and doing work on a gas are two different ways of increasing its internal energy. In the bicycle pump experiment, the barrel gets warm because work is being done on the gas during compression, not because of any external heat source. For a 6-mark question on this, you need to link work done by the piston, then energy transferred to gas particles, then increase in average kinetic energy, then increase in temperature, then increase in pressure. That chain of reasoning is what earns you the top marks. Section 4, the pressure formula. Let's also make sure you're comfortable with P equals F divided by A. Pressure is measured in pascals, that's PA, which is the same as newtons per meter squared. force is in newtons, an area must be in meters squared. This is where candidates often drop marks. They use centimeters squared instead of meters squared. 1 centimeter squared is 10 to the minus 4 meters squared. Always convert before you calculate. Right. Let's talk about the mistakes I see candidates making every single year so you can avoid them. Mistake number one, saying pressure is caused by particles colliding with each other. Wrong. It's caused by particles colliding with the walls of the container. The examiner will not award the mark if you say each other. This is probably the single most common error on this topic. Mistake number two, describing the pressure-volume relationship as a negative correlation or just saying as volume increases, pressure decreases. That's not enough. You must say they are inversely proportional. Inversely proportional means that when one doubles, the other halves, and their product stays constant. That's the precision OCR is looking for. Mistake number three, unit errors in calculations. If the question gives you area in centimeters squared, convert it to meters squared before plugging it into P equals F over A. If you don't, your answer will be out by a factor of 10,000. Always check your units first. Mistake number four, higher tier. Confusing heating a gas with doing work on a gas. If a question asks about a bicycle pump or a compression scenario, you must explicitly mention that mechanical work is being done on the gas and that this is the mechanism by which internal energy increases. Don't just say the gas heats up, explain the energy transfer pathway. My top exam tip, whenever you're explaining a pressure change, always use the phrase more frequent collisions per unit area. Those four words are worth marks on their own. They show the examiner you understand both the particle model and the definition of pressure. For calculation questions using P1V1 equals P2V2, write out the formula first, substitute the values in clearly, check that your units are consistent on both sides, then calculate. Show every step. You can earn method marks even if your final answer is wrong. Okay, quiz time. I'll ask the question, give you 3 seconds to think, then give you the answer. Ready? Question one. What causes gas pressure? Answer, particles colliding with the walls of the container. Question two, what is the equation for Boyle's law? Answer, P1 times V1 equals P2 times V2. Question three, if the volume of a gas is halved at constant temperature, what happens to the pressure? Answer, it doubles. Question four, what is the unit of pressure? Answer, pascals or newtons per meter squared. Question five, higher tier. When you compress a gas in a bicycle pump, why does the temperature rise? Answer, because mechanical work is done on the gas, increasing its internal energy and therefore the average kinetic energy of the particles. How did you do? If you got all five, brilliant, you're in great shape. If you missed any, go back and reread those sections before your exam. Let's wrap up with the five things you absolutely must know for your OCR exam on gas pressure. 1. Gas pressure is caused by particles colliding with the walls of the container, not with each other. 2. Increasing temperature increases kinetic energy, leading to more frequent and more forceful collisions per unit area, so pressure increases. 3. Boyle's law, P times V equals a constant, or P1V1 equals P2V2, applies at constant temperature. Pressure and volume are inversely proportional. 4. Always use correct units. Pressure in pascals, area in meters squared, force in newtons. 5. Higher tier. Doing work on a gas during compression increases its internal energy and temperature. This is a mechanical energy transfer, not heating. That's everything for today's episode on gas pressure. You've got this. Go back over your notes, try some past paper questions, and remember, every mark counts. Good luck in your exams, and I'll see you in the next episode.